Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jocelyn and Tanea.
What they do? They smile in your face all that time. They want to take your place. Some backstabbers.
Okay, you better act like you know who the OJs is.
Oh my God. Much love to Mr. Eddie LaVert. He just had to bury his third child.
Yes, he did. He's
so
sure
sad. Sending him blessings, the whole LaVert family. Yes. And Backstabbers, that whole album, that family reunion song still does numbers in the Brown House.
Yeah, so I had to write about that, and I had read that the Backstabbers was about the former OJ's members that left the group. I thought you knew that, because, you know, Tanea knows everything about everything from prior to the year.
The documentary. Shout out to Unsung.
If it's old school, Tanea is a Britannica of that information, but yes.
I know OJ. The other man was on drugs, and he had got kicked out because he was on the heroin. The light skin one. He was on the heroin.
And so then when they signed their new record deal, the not all of the original members went, and then they wrote Backstabbers. Okay. What they do. Okay. So welcome back to We Watch Too Much TV, season 5, episode 8. Ocho.
Great 8.
Yes, yes, yes. Little Innie there, the great 8, as we approach the real Founders Day.
Mother's Day is coming. Shout out to my sororers on the January 15th.
Yeah. Okay, the first. And the okay. Period.
Oh, actually, at our grad chapter meeting, Tanea was talking about our podcast. She was like, "We got to talk TV," because I was listening to your thing and I love it. And another Soul World was like, "Send me your podcast." So we about to be
so shout out to the sorors of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Okay, it feels real good because your girl is financially active. Okay, so I can
just round of applause for my best friend. Round of applause. We are getting our reactivated pearls, our lost pearls, getting our girls back.
Period. You know, we're strong for the two.
Girl, I'm on committees doing PowerPoints. I'm a delegate. I don't know where this graduate energy came from, but I love my organization.
You know, because we're in this really grown woman phase where we could really own our roles wholeheartedly, all of them, whether it be at work, within our families, within our friend groups, and even within our hobbies of watching television, which is why we have this podcast, because we allocate time each week, despite how busy we are with working multiple jobs, being a mom, taking care of our doggy sons, we still are able to allocate time to our favorite pastime, which is watching television. So just thank you for sticking with us. We've been doing this podcast now for what? Has it been over?
I think about 2 years, almost.
Has it been 2 years?
A year, maybe, maybe closer to, but it's been at least one.
It could be close to two. I think we make 2 years this year. I think because we started in the latter end of the year. So I have to go back and check the date of our episode one because I have it here on my computer. And we've been almost at 2 years with this podcast. So continue to support us. Social media at We Watch Too Much TV. Like and subscribe, rate and review, leave us comments. And we're
tell a friend to tell a friend. I will say word of mouth works. A lot of people have just been bigging us up. So shout out to y'all listening to our podcast because we love doing it.
Yeah,
I
we really do.
Just talking shit with my best friend. Because it's like, and then what?
Yep. We be out here just recording our podcast, whether you pay attention or not. We still doing it. Okay.
Period.
How's everything been going, best friend? You staying safe over there?
Ooh, staying safe and out of harm's way, you know?
Same.
Being a New Yorker is a gift and a curse. You know, you see things, you kind of just mind your business and turn around, but I'm safe. I'm Black and blessed. So
Period.
I try my best every day to just stay in positive energy, no matter how rough it is. It could always be worse. And every day God wakes me up, I'm one of his warriors. He's not done with me yet. Okay?
Period. I
Amen.
say all of that as well. Y'all do know I'm out here in LA. It has been a rough week for us in the city. Everyone is affected. It really doesn't matter what part of the city you live in, you've been affected, whether it be just, getting these evacuation notices, mistakenly, them sending it out to the whole city, and you're hearing these and at 2, 3 in the morning. It just stresses you out. We had to stay in with the air quality being bad. Thankfully for us, we have a baby, so we already had, the air. We have 2 air purifiers, we have 2 humidifiers, but those are the kind of things that you take for granted if you don't have a baby in the house, and that's what you needed at a time like this. So I know, like, our friend Sheena, she was like, "Oh, I'm waiting for my air purifier to come," because it's like you just don't think that you need those things, but they are good to have in your house regardless. And we literally, y'all know I went to Santa Barbara for my birthday. So we were literally just driving up the PCH 1 week before these wildfires started. Same, just driving through Malibu, driving past the Palisades, looking at the houses in the hills, like, oh gosh, I would love to live there. And it's a gorgeous view. And it's just, I live by the belief of the importance of making memories. That's
That's
why
it.
I'm so big on, like, anytime if I go back to New York, I like to spend time with my core 4 friends. I like to just see them. I'm all into travel. I'm all into making and enjoying beautiful memories with beautiful people, because I firmly believe that in the event it all ends tomorrow or in the next second, all you have are those memories. You can't take the shoes, you can't take the Prada, the Fendi, your iPhone, you can't take none of that with you. I really believe that what you take is the memories. So it's important to continue to make those memories, because you just don't even know. It could be your last time being able to enjoy an environment,
100%. Life is short, so enjoy the people, places, and things that are around you. I'm so glad you guys are safe and you
Thank
took the
you.
time to kind of get yourself right, because that is a lot just in that area and seeing all of that stuff happen. So shout out to anyone in California. We hope you're okay. We hope you're well. We hope you're safe and out of harm's way. Because I know a few friends that I had to donate to just kind of help them get that built back up.
Oh man, yes. And I was just kind of staying off of social media, because it was just like, okay, there's just a lot going on. And for me, as a woman of God, I just, in those moments, it's like I know to stay still, especially after what we went through in 2020, right? You just kind of you learn the importance of just, like, forget social media, forget all of that. What matters is your home front,
That's it.
So that's really what I focused on. And with us having a baby, it's just that much more serious, because they're so delicate. They're developing their lungs, they're developing their bodies. And so something that we can handle, they just can't handle it. And so it just was that much more important to just make sure that we were protecting our home front and staying safe and focusing on what matters. So, yep. But
Family, so happy for y'all.
thank you. But I was able to watch my television. Even today, I was catching up with some housewives, because what I've been doing now to get my work done is just, like, setting the baby up in the living room, or even just putting her down for a nap, and then coming into my bedroom and watching television and getting back to myself. You know what I mean? Things that bring me joy. So let's get into our weekly grab. All right, best friend, what you got first on your list?
The one thing that I love about it being so cold outside is that my TV shows is coming back, okay? A lot of TV shows going like hiatus for Thanksgiving, Christmas, but my shows are coming back. So the first one on my weekly grab is one of my favorite new shows. It is Will Trent on ABC slash Hulu. Shout out to Mr. Ramon Rodriguez. If I'm not mistaken, this is the first time in history that a Latino man has been the lead character in a season three show. So they're going to give them more episodes. It's getting bigger and better. And he did direct the season premiere. So last season we left off, he unfortunately had to arrest his love interest slash ex-girlfriend because she did commit a crime and he didn't want to turn her in, but he's just an honest guy. He also, but because of that, he kind of left the forest. He went away. He kind of went to Tennessee and started being a private investigator. But there is a case where he knows the person who is in trouble, and the person asked specifically for him, so it brings him back to Atlanta and in the force. So you kind of see the things that have changed. They did introduce a new character who is Gina Rodriguez, who's going to be playing a district attorney. I don't hate her, but I don't love her. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe it's AKA Jane the Virgin. Maybe she'll grow on me in the show.
Right.
But she's basically going to be working hand in hand with Will Trent. But the action is packed. I love the storyline because the ex that he told on, she lost her police license. So now she works at like the golf club as security, but she's still staying clean, staying off like on the good end and kind of staying positive, but her and Will kind of like avoid each other. So I'm interested to see how this plays out. I wonder if they're going to make Gina Rodriguez one of his new love interests or not. And he's kind of back on the force. He keeps telling people, oh, I'm gonna leave, I'm gonna leave. But he's such a good detective. It's what he
Right.
does. He picks the things that people don't listen to. And also, this is the first TV show where I see they highlight dyslexia. He is dyslexic. He talks about it. In the first two seasons, you see him fight it, but now they introduce like, I think it's Eduardo or Alejandro. It's like a Latin Siri. And he's able to scan things to have them read it out loud to him. I know a lot of people in my life that are dyslexic, and so I just love the attention that they show and how the first two seasons he used to hide it, but it's so I love the journey of him. Like, yes, I'm dyslexic. If you want to know why, I need him to read it out to me. So such an educational show, so diverse. The is Black women that are head. Oh, the last episode was so kind of like beautiful because they had the head of the police, the mayor of Atlanta, and then I think the head of the investigation was all Black women. And they
Oh,
were
my
doing
God.
a press conference, and it was just a very powerful, like, picture for me. So, shout out to Will Trent, shout out to Diversity, shout out to Ramon Rodriguez. You are that guy, and you're great. So, that's first on my weekly grab.
Yes, apparently Hulu has figured out that I love crime shows, like crime dramas. So they put a lineup of them on my recommendations on Hulu. And I knew the name Will Trent because I remember you talking about it on here. So I added it to my stuff list.
Yes,
So I
I
will be
can't
going
wait to. It's a
back.
good binger. It's a good binger.
Yes, I'll be going back to watch that along with some other things I saved, things I'm catching up on. I'm so late on this. The latest season of Hell's Kitchen. Then I saw
Yes.
a promo for some show, Special Forces. And I'm like, okay, where can I
Ooh.
follow and watch this? Because I saw Cam Newton like jumping from a boat to a moving helicopter. So yeah, so Will Trent is on my list of shows that I'm going to be checking out. But first on my weekly grab is, of course, some reality television. The Real Housewives of Potomac. Now, yes, this current part of the season has been very boring. However, the main focal point of this season has been Karen Huger, Karen the Huger, and her DUI arrest. And so, over the winter break, the video of her arrest came out with the wig shift. And so a lot of people were wondering, was she going to show up for the reunion? And they filmed the reunion last week, and Karen the Huger did not show up and then gave some excuse the day of saying she's in rehab. She decided to put herself in rehab, but it just comes off a bit disingenuous considering that she had a lot of time to put herself in rehab. Prior to that, you were at Kathy Hilton's holiday party. You were still kind of acting pretty strong in your stance of being vindicated when the proof came out, when you said the proof was going to come out. But it's like, I just don't understand. After we all saw that video, it's just like, Karen, Did you not see the video, or were you like that enamored that you forgot how you were conducting yourself that night? Why would you have known that this is what was going to come out and be standing 10 toes down all this time? And then the fact that you couldn't even face the music by showing up to the reunion and then now claiming rehab. It's like you timed it to give yourself the excuse of not going to the reunion. Something is just not adding up. One plus one is not equaling two in this regard. It's coming off that you really cannot take accountability, but I don't give a fuck. I still love Karen Huger. Okay. And
About to
that's
say,
that.
you know, I hate my take because I have posted it. First of all, as soon as I saw the picture, I put it on our TikTok. I said, she's in rehab. I knew it. My gut called me a mind reader. I knew it was in rehab because Karen, when the things were going on with Ray, when they said she was doing blue eyes, Karen has never been afraid to speak up. So I knew that she didn't run. I knew it wasn't a like a Juan Dixon where she just wasn't gonna come. I knew that it was something else. But also, I don't think that you get to see body cam footage unless it's publicly released. I think that she saw that video. No, I think her daughter, though, who she's really close to, and maybe her son and Ray saw that video because she probably didn't think she was that sloppy drunk. Like sometimes you have to see it for yourself. I think she got embarrassed, and I think her daughter and or maybe Ray and her son was like, "Look, forget this show. Take your ass to rehab before they drive you to drink because they're going down your throat." So I do think that it was the video, but I don't think that she, one, I do think she wants a lower, she wants zero to no jail time, which is nothing wrong with that. But I do think that tape was an eye-opener for her. I think seeing her be that drunk, getting like that tore up, because we didn't have that of Shannon Bedore. Shannon Bedore didn't have that like body cam footage. Karen did, and Karen was more toe up. So I do think Karen got a wake-up call. But nonetheless, you are right. I will never hate Karen.
No, yeah, period, dot.
Never hate her.
Period, dot, not gonna happen, boo-boo. Sorry. Okay.
You
What's
feel
next?
about the season so far? Like, what are you?
Oh, I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm bored. But I still have not given up hope on Potomac, and I have faith that the ladies will bring it back, if whether is it next season. There might still need to be some changes made, but I think they're figuring it out. I do miss Candace, don't miss regular Robin, but there is still something missing, and I'm wondering, is it Candace? Only thing is just like, I really would want Candace to return and just pay certain things dust, you know, especially with, I think she would now as a mother. But when it comes to her and Giselle, I really just think it would just take a lot of just sweeping under the rug, because both of them could take it into a, just an ugly place. And I want that to be behind them. I don't want the show to go back to that anymore. But I will say, like, something is missing. And I do think that it's because two non-factors have been able to become some type of a factor on the show, and that is Mia and Jacqueline. So like I said, some more changes need to be made, i.e. Mia needs to go, or she could get demoted, because I still even think Mia, because of her just delusionalness and the fact that she doesn't really mind making a complete joke of herself, that's still a good energy to have when it comes to just entertainment factors for a reality show. But I just don't think she needs to continue on with just being a main cast member, because she just doesn't give main character energy, because you lie a lot, you lack substance. And if I'm not mistaken, it seems like next week's episode, she gets caught up in a lie. So I think I'm gonna tune back in, because I'm not gonna lie, I have been kind of just skipping the episodes because it's just not really catching me. But whenever I know it's some drama, I'll tune back in. That's what I did with Salt Lake City, and we'll talk about that later. What's next on your weekly grad?
I feel the same way. Next on my weekly grab is another fall, not fall, I guess a spring comeback show, High Potential, which I've also talked about on the show. It is on ABC as well, ABC slash Disney. Y'all are getting all my views and my money, but I love the show. And I really feel like the shows that I love are not getting like quote unquote award show
Mm.
buzz. but I'm still gonna watch because we want them to be renewed. The high potential stars, Caitlin Olsen from It's Always Sunny in California. She plays a high functioning, smart person. Basically, her IQ is like off the charts. She has a crazy memory and can just retain information. She was a cleaning lady at the police department, but ended up helping them solve a crime. So now she's a consultant. What I love the most about this show is that they have new kind of crime scenes that happen. The things that she remembers and how she solves crimes is crazy. Like the last episode, the guy died. He had rice in his hair. She was able to remember like the type of rice and where it comes from and where that means. And they only sell this rice in three places. And there are actually high potential or high functioning people like that who are just so smart, they retain information.
Right.
But I also love the personal touch. Her first child's dad disappeared. They told him that he just kind of ran away, but she was like, he wouldn't do that. And so now the head detective, as like a kind of like a agreement, she said, I'll work for you, but you have to help me find out what really happened to my ex. And now they're getting closer and closer. And the head detective is like, you are right. Something happened to him. So I'm interested in knowing, like, what happened to him? Because they're going to figure it out. She's also dating as like a single mom of three. There's a nice little young janitor guy who's going to school for nursing that I like. So I really like their love story. But it's like a detective show. I'm starting to really like
Yeah,
suspense.
this one is the one that's on Hulu, right?
Yes, they are all on Hulu.
Yes, I added that one also to my stuff.
Just something interesting, something different. I like anything that gives me a different idea or a different kind of input into life. So I'm really, really, really loving High Potential. I hope it gets renewed. So let's watch it. Make sure you watch it
I
because
will
I'm
watch it.
recognizing that good TV is not made, especially network TV, because we're streaming everything now. It's not
Right.
really making it past a season or two. So I think you would like High Potential as well. Shout out to the writers and keep it coming with these good detective cop shows. I
Yeah,
wouldn't.
I like it too. Yeah, I'm definitely, it's on my list, so I'm going to watch it. Yeah, because I've been watching TV.
Yes. What's next on your weekly grab?
Okay, so next one we could grab is another reality show. Okay, I have to talk about The Real Housewives of New York because I tune back in, even though I feel like they really. It even ties into what I'm about to say. It ties into my feeling of them just kind of doing what they think they need to do to stay relevant and like have a moment. And that's why it's like it's just not coming off like genuine because it's just like y'all just supposed to really be about it. You know what I mean? Like you're supposed to just really kind of have those lives that make you a real housewife, not like a curated, you know? So basically, my issue is with Brynn and Erin. They're giving me very much white microaggression-y woman victimhood towards Uba. It's coming off as they're both like really insecure, looking for a reality TV moment because they know, like, and I'm just being honest, I get the most thirst, like the way Whitney and Heather give thirsty on Salt Lake City. Especially from the early days of like, you could tell they just were like going for a moment because they're like, we can't get canceled. We have to keep the show going. That's what I get from Erin and Brynn. And Brynn's way of doing it is like picking at Uba because she knows that Uba will react. And then Erin is her way of doing it is just like victimizing herself in ways. And I also see she takes issues with just Uba, with how she responds to things, Uba just being Uba. And I don't think that either of them recognize the microaggression behind that. So what you have to recognize too is they are like the quintessential, and I'm just being real because I know Brynn likes to bring up that she's half black, but it's like it goes back to my earlier point I've made about her already. It's like you were raised by a white woman in white environments. And I feel like you only kind of bring up your blackness as an excuse or a relatability factor, but you present you are white presenting, white passing, and I don't really see you hanging out, being around anything of that's really a black culture. So to me, you come off as, like you're a white woman, and that's cool. It's not like it's a bad thing, but that's how you act, and then you have Erin, she's also white. Everyone else on the show is like some type of how do I what's the word I'm looking for? This new term DEI, like the DEI hire, the new N-word. Because you have Sai, that's Puerto Rican. Also, what's her name? Rocky? Raquel?
Raquel.
Raquel, Puerto Rican. Jessel, is she Indian?
Yes, she's Indian, raised in the UK.
Right. And then you have Jenna, who is lesbian, as well as Raquel. And so, Bryn, you could also be that where it's like, because you're biracial, but no, you are coming off as a microaggression-y white woman with Aaron. And so every time when Aaron makes me feel like she understands that Uba is being targeted, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention Uba, but you know, we know Uba is African. Every time Aaron tries to come off as like she understands that Uba is being targeted by Bryn, in that same sentence, she'll
She'll say some dumb
also,
shit.
right. And so when Uba was making her point and just kind of saying things like, oh, the way Bryn is acting and there's a whole life out here, and then she made a comment about cancer. And then Aaron just automatically just started crying and walked away. And then it was like, okay, Uba even apologized because she didn't understand that it was a sensitive subject for you. But it's like you're still going to hold that against her. And we're seeing you do that a lot throughout the show, on top of what Brent is clearly doing. Like when they're sitting at dinner tables, Uba could be there remotely silent. And Brent is like, okay, it's too boring. We have to create a moment for this show so it doesn't get canceled. Let me pick with Uba because I know that she's going to give me the reaction that is going to help us make a moment. And then in that reaction that she gives to help you make this moment, you now victimize yourself. That is a microaggression. And so you, as a half black woman, I can tell you don't recognize that. And so that's why I'm saying you're very just white passing, stuck in your white world, because a black woman would not do that to another black woman. You feel me? So again, and then this is what I'm saying, outside of them pulling for strings for moments from Uba, reactions out of Uba, you're giving us nothing. And so we'll see what the future of this show holds. But I'm still checking in because I still do enjoy watching Uba drag they little asses. Just drag her. And yeah, especially Brynn, because she's just so thirsty. She's so thirsty for a moment, and as thirsty as her hair, because it's like, girl, your hair just does not come off moisturized like at all.
I did hear Jessu did have a leak that basically they had to end filming because something happened and two people just did not get along. So they had to end short because it was such a mess.
It's a mess.
A hot mess. And also, Brynn is just so annoying. I think she's just very just like, ugh, just stop, girl. Just
Yeah,
stop.
just stop.
Stop
Just stop.
and just sit down.
Just
Ugh.
stop. But what is last on your weekly grab?
Ooh, last on my weekly grab is another new fall favorite show that is back. It's one of our favorites. It is Traitors. Season
Yes.
three. I've only finished the first two episodes. I still have maybe 30 more minutes to go for the third episode. The first three are out. I have a lot of thoughts. One, I love the diversity of the cast. Traitors to me, I love better than like House of Villains because I just feel like they always get a really good cast. I don't really hate anybody in the cast, but I just love the cast. I love Alan Cumming. Shout out to him. He is just so fabulous. And then I think he did an interview where he was like, no, that's like an acting job for him. Like he really plays this like evil traitor guy and he gets
Yes.
in full mode. He does not play with his job. I know you haven't seen it yet, but I know you've seen some stuff, so I'm just gonna give my thoughts.
Yeah.
I personally think the traitors this season are annoying.
Oh.
I just think that they, except for one, so there is a surprise fourth traitor.
Okay.
There's three, but three new people joined the show after the first episode, and one of them is a traitor, so they have four. The fourth traitor, the newest one, is my favorite because I think he's actually going to take the whole thing. It's Boston Rob from Survivor. He's like won almost every show he's ever been a part of, but
Okay.
he's good at kind of just like being cool. I love me some Bob the Drag Queen, but baby, he is doing too much for me.
I'm hearing.
He's just becoming more and more obvious. Carolyn, the other traitor, she is a Lutz. Like she just is like a deer in headlights. I think she's gonna be so scary that people either don't get onto her or that she's gonna say something that's gonna mess her up. And then Danielle, I did like her. She's from Big Brother, but she tries too hard when they do the murdering. She cries every time somebody goes home. She yells too much. She's like, Who do you think it is? Who, they're not laying low enough for me. Like,
Right.
the thing about being a traitor is you gotta chill. That was the
Yep.
only kind of good thing in season one when I think her name is Sayer
Hi,
one.
Sayer,
She laid
yeah.
low. She
She
really didn't
sure
do too.
did. She
She,
sure
you know,
did.
spoke what she was spoken to. She was able to fool Andy and Quentin so like
Yep.
easily because she just relaxed. These
Yep.
traitors are so obvious. I think that's why Trishelle and CT won last season. I think if a traitor wins, it will be Boston Rob because the other three think that they're lower than what they are. And then also the people they keep killing housewives. And it's just like, why?
Right.
Why do you guys keep killing housewives? But I do love it. I want to give a little small semi yes to Mr. Dylan Efron, Zach's little brother. He is a handsome young white boy, but he's very smart. He's getting the game quickly. He's kind of playing it cool, but not like overdoing it, but also sticking to his guns. But it's gonna be a good season. I'm gonna tune in. I just wish the traitors just will calm down. I can't wait till you see how extra they are because they're just doing too much. Like calm. Every time somebody died, Danielle's like, and why
Right.
does everybody laugh? And I'm like, girl, they are gonna sniff you out within the
Right.
next episode.
That's what
But
I'm hearing.
still a great show. We
That's what
watch
I'm
it.
hearing. I'm hearing that Bob is doing too much, and yeah, people like him on, we love him on Drag Race, but he's doing too much as a traitor. But I will say this is a little off the record, but still kind of on the record because we are talking about Bob the Drag Queen. And I like that this is still timing up with he has a book that's coming out. And so, I'm working something out about promotion around the book. And so I'm reading the book. And the book is called Harriet Tubman Live in Concert. And I know, right? And I just want to say that this book is just, it's really good. It is just proof that Bob the Drag Queen is a mad genius. And I didn't really understand it before, but after like reading this book, and I'm still like in the beginning of the book, but after reading this book, it's just like proof that like he's amazing. So I'm gonna watch the show. I'm sure I'm gonna agree with everyone. I'm sure I'm gonna be annoyed by him. But at the same time, I'm reading this book and it's every page is just making me fall more in love with him and just his mind. He's a genius. But yes, just wanted to say that because I don't want to sit here and drag him because I'm sure I'm gonna catch up on the show and then I'm gonna drag him. But before
Yeah,
I
maybe
drag
he's a good
you,
person, but on the show, he just kind of thinks this is Drag Race, and it's not Drag
it's
Race.
not
Like,
Drag Race.
he was good, and he was a leader on his season of Drag Race. You kind of knew he was going to win. You are playing with Survivor. You are playing with Big Brother. You are playing with the Challenge. You're playing with Housewives. So you gotta kind of just.
Right.
You don't have to be. I think he just wants to control it, and I really do think it's gonna get him in the end.
It's gonna
But
bite him in
we're
the
gonna
ass.
wish him luck. Yes. What is
Right.
last on your weekly grab, best friend?
Last on my weekly grab is Drag Race, which even this latest episode, it's funny because you if you saw it, they did a play off of Traitors by bringing in the season two UK winner. What's her name?
Lawrence Cheney.
Yes, who's from Scotland? So it was just really funny to see her like playing off of Alan Cummings and then saying like you're going to be murdered. Just kidding. So Drag Race season 17, part two of the talent show. We see now Anya Nerve, and remember Anya Nerve wanted to wait until week two to kind of see what the other girls were going to bring before doing hers, but I don't think it mattered if she went first. I think it did help that she went in the second half because it you were able to just kind of see how good it was, and she didn't get tied up with Jules Sparkle, who also did good with her La Leche. I would say the two most catchy songs of these talent shows have been Jules and now On Your Nerve with Left, Right, In and Out, Right, Left,
In and out,
In and Out.
left, right, go
In and
ahead.
Get
Should I
this
rap a
money
little?
in and out. And then we see Dochi as a judge who she was just like made to be a judge on Drag Race. She did really well. You could tell she was completely in her element, looked fierce, looked good. So now I will say, after seeing this second round of talent, My top three right now is On Your Nerve. I really just think she just has an original swag to her that is infectious. Like thinking of the first week's runway when she was walking down mad slow and Rue was like, "Ooh, I'm gonna take my time, y'all. I'm gonna take my time, girl." And then the second week, you know, with her talent show, and then even with her attire for the Is It Cake challenge, it's just like she just kind of has her own unique essence to her. So she's one to watch. And then I still love Jewel Sparkle. Tink, that is my girl, really feeling
She's so cute
her.
and young. I love her.
Who?
She's only 22, I think.
Oh,
She's
well,
very
yeah,
young.
well, that, oh, wait, I'm happy you brought that up. And then Ariety, those are my top three, but I'm happy you brought that up because I have a problem with the fact that, who is it? Who's the one that wrote?
Lexi Love is 33 and they keep
And they're
calling her
saying
old.
it's the old one. We not gonna do that.
Don't you age shame.
Don't sit here and age shame. Talk about 33 is old. Cause listen, mama, we are over 33 over here. Okay.
And we look great.
And at grade, we have a lot of youthfulness to our personalities.
Thank you very much.
Okay, period. I cannot believe the oldest on the they first of all, this is just the youngest season, probably, because the youngest has never been 33 ever in any season of Drag Race except season 17. So I guess they're just getting younger talent, which it works because honestly, all of these girls is really bringing looks, like bringing this uniqueness factor to them. So I really think, you know, it's really going to start to come down to these challenges when we're seeing, can you act or do you have a stage presence? And then they introduced that twist. Because we saw Taneya's favorite, Hormona Lisa, almost about to
Oh,
go home.
girl,
Her
that
Hormona Lisa
wig.
and her wig, almost about to go home. But then there's a twist now where you can pull a lever, and depending on what number you pick, you might be able to dunk Michelle Visage into a tank of water and save yourself for another week. So that just changes the game. It's also really entertaining to see Michelle Visage get dunked into a water. It was also
I
the
didn't think they
first.
was gonna really do it. I thought it
And
was gonna
they
be
did
a
it. I know, because I was like, no, she's not gonna do it on the first. She's not gonna get it on the first go. And she did. And Michelle's ass went straight into that water. You saw her weave ponytail coming out. It was great.
You could tell she probably was like, why did I agree to this?
Right. Because she probably didn't think they were gonna get it on the first go.
And they sure did. I was like, this is not real. And she
Right.
sure went into that water.
Right. We're right. So it was good. I'm loving it. I was hearing some complaints saying like, oh, why was this the most lackluster season premiere? But I don't know. If I'm seeing something different, I'm really liking this group of girls. It's not always about the caddy and the shades just straight out. It's really about having your head in the game, bringing the looks, bringing the fashions, having your makeup on point, and just showing what you're going to bring, you know, sizing up your competition, but also letting them know that you're competition. And I'm getting that from all these girls. So I'm here for it. Season 17 and what else is going to come?
Same. I like it so far. I think that they try to show us who they are, but to your point, you can't really know until you do the challenges. When you, I
Right.
think next week there's a design challenge. I can't wait for like the Rusical, but I will say I don't like this. I don't think anyone's like not great except for Harmona Lisa. I'm sorry, I'm
Yeah,
just
I don't.
not
We'll
a
see.
fan.
Oh, how are you watching it? Because I had to go to my bootleg site because MTV is now making it the even the website. I'm just like I can't see. I couldn't even go back and find the challenge Battle of the Eras. I'm just like, what is going on with your website? Like, I don't get. Are they trying to? It's like they're trying to force you into signing.
Paramount Plus.
Oh, so is it on Paramount Plus now?
I believe it is. I do not have
How are you?
Paramount.
That's what I was asking. Are you watching it on Paramount Plus or?
I watch it on Verizon. So I know somebody has Verizon cable, and then
No,
Verizon has the.
I have Verizon cable. Where are you able to sign in? Because
If you
when.
go to tv.verizon.com, you sign in using your Verizon information.
Oh, so watch it on the Verizon website?
Yes, you have to go to tv.verizon.com, sign in with the Verizon information for that you use for cable, and then you can watch any show. If that person you know
Oh.
is subscribed to it.
Wait, so you still have to be subscribed? I don't get it.
Like you have to like, right, my grandmother has cable from
Yeah,
Verizon.
I have my parents' Verizon.
So if you go to tv.verizon.com, you sign in, then you're able to search RuPaul's Drag Race, and that's how I watch it. But you gotta watch it
Okay.
like a day or two afterwards. Like I just saw it today because it doesn't come out like the, I think it's either Saturday or Sunday, but
Well, girl,
that's how.
I can give you my bootleg website because my bootleg website will have it that has it that night. Same night, baby.
Y'all
Okay.
need to bring back them apps, okay? Because the apps is where it
Period.
was.
At this point, y'all just telling us to bootleg because y'all are just
Yes.
trying to play these games and force people to sign up with this app and this app. And then at this point, it's just like, can we just go back to having cable? Because we were fine. We all were fine
Literally.
with having cable. Okay. And watching things at the same time. But y'all now trying to make it difficult for people out here just to live, just to watch some television.
On. You already know times is hard, but
Okay,
I love
period. But all right, y'all. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV. That is TEA with the letter V as in Victorian era.
And before we move on, this weekend was Drag Race, DragCon in the UK. They did a beautiful tribute to the Vivian. All her season one co-stars had like a gold rose. I think that was like her color. They all dressed up in outfits that were inspired by outfits she wore on the season. They had a
Cute.
whole what would have been the Vivian section. They had like a dedication section where you could write stuff of hers. Michelle wore a the Vivian t-shirt with some high thigh high boots. Rue did a whole intro because everybody was saying the Vivian
Right.
was probably going to be the UK host. She they was like Rue. Sometimes
She
Rue can't
really
hide favorites,
was. She really
and she
was.
loved the Vivian. She
We
loved.
all did. You know, Rue loved the Vivian for her being the only UK queen that she put on All Stars.
Yep.
So it just really showed like Rue believed in her talent. And oh my gosh, I just I, you know I'm I, it was just it this came out of nowhere. And you know
Yeah.
we've had passings in the drag race community before, but it wasn't someone that had been on a season so soon. And you know, like this one really hit hard because Vivian was just on Drag Race All Stars the season that Jinx Monsoon won. That was one of like I still say till this day that was the best All Star season because it was just like who the fuck is gonna win? All of them were amazing, and the Vivian was showing up and showing out as a UK queen. Like it wasn't like she was getting outshined. She has such an infectious personality. She's gorgeous, and she was only 32 years old. So
Some people
it's just really really sad. It started and it was just at the start of the year. She passed away on January 2nd. It was just like a horrible way to kick off the year, and then also with it being at the start of a new season of Drag Race. So it's just like, whoa, like the timing, everything, it really just hits home for those of us that are Drag Race fans. And so with that, we love you, Vivian. We really, really do. Your legacy is gonna carry on forever. And as we get into our next segment, it is dedicated to you. So with that, let's get into our piss poor performance. And of course, the Vivian, there's nothing about the Vivian that is piss poor. It is what's piss poor is Miss Tyra Sanchez. She was
Ooh.
the season two winner of Drag Race, you know, so back when the camera quality was poor, you know, the makeup still wasn't where it is, you know, people wasn't even really contouring. And she won. And since her win, she has just continued to turn show her ass to the drag race community. And her latest one was basically disrespecting the Vivian in her death. You know, the Vivian must have said a little, well, not even a really shady comment years ago on Twitter back in 2020. And this crazy bitch, Tyra Sanchez, held on to that shit and responded to the tweet from 2020 and just basically said something mocking the Vivian's death, and it was so disgusting that it even made Rue speak up and repost the clip from season two when you know she does that fake smack and you know posted that as if like Tyra shut up, and now the whole drag race community was dragging her. I know Candy Muse wants to fight her. It's on site, and
Can't wait. I got you, Kenzie. I'm
people
jumping
were
in
saying
with
this will be the
you.
first time you'll see her somebody get jumped because fans, everybody just gonna jump in because girl, why would you do that? Like, it just was so low, so low, so low. And typically, Taneya goes first with Piss Poor, but since we were already talking about it and the Vivian, it was just a perfect tie-in. I do have one more Piss Poor I want to give out, but I will go ahead and let you go and chime in with your Piss Poor this week.
Oh no, she deserves to go first because
Yeah.
now we'll Cyrus Sanchez piss poor performance of the
Yeah.
week
Oh,
because
that's
she.
right. We are now renaming the segment to the Tyra Sanchez Piss Poor Performance of the Week.
Yes. And I honestly do think that Rue might have something special and like officially dethrone her and give it to Raven, which I think everybody here says she should have done a long time ago. But I
Yes.
feel like that will be happening soon. I hope it will happen soon.
Yes.
My piss poor is gonna go to regular Robin, Miss Robin Dixon from Real Housewives of Potomac. I think she is trying to play this game like she doesn't miss Potomac. She hasn't been watching. She's been so busy. Girl, stop lying. Only thing you're doing is filming this podcast with Giselle. I don't like her take on what she's saying about Karen and talking about Karen's gonna go to jail and
Yeah,
Karen's.
like, girl.
Don't knock nobody while you down. Karen is
Right.
not a perfect person, but nobody is perfect. I don't appreciate how she's just going about the whole situation. Even on the Traitor, she's very annoying because she's like, I'm a really good judge of like character. I
No,
can
you're not.
read people really well. Girl, you can't
Girl,
read the You
you can't
can't
read
read
your husband going to the hotel to
Okay.
allegedly pay for another woman's hotel.
Okay. I just feel like she's doing too much and trying to pretend like she's not fazed. She doesn't care. It's okay to care, girl, because sometimes you just care.
Right.
But regular Robin, I'm pissing on you. Just go back into your hole. I do not miss her on thing. I do not miss her on Potomac. I do
Yeah.
not think she come back.
No.
I think she is doing the right thing. Please don't come back. Stay where you are. And that's just that. On that.
Yeah, we
Who's
literally
your
don't miss you. We miss Candace, but
at
not
all?
you. Like,
At
period.
all.
Yeah.
Who's your other piss poor?
My second piss poor is going to Brittany on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So y'all know I haven't been watching this season, but I did watch this last episode because I heard it was so good. And it really, really was. It was very entertaining from the start to the finish. And one of the most comical scenes was just this crazy sprinter ride where there was an argument going on. And then during the middle of the argument, Angie catches Brittany recording on her phone. And Brittany is just lying every time. She just has a different reason. She's like, no, I was doing a video for Olivia, her daughter, because she passed all her classes. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, because you were literally just, the camera showed her just recording. Like, you just started a video and you were recording. And then you're stupid because if you're just going to record an argument, you could just go to your voice notes and just press record. Nobody would have noticed. You could have gone to other apps and it still would have been recording the audio. You're not smart. And so you're recording a video, and when you're recording a video, you have to stay in the video. You can't go out of the video or it stops recording. So you were recording, and then she starts acting so hysterical and like, 'cause she got caught.
Yep.
And for me, it was a trigger watching that because I have been in a situation where someone that I thought was a friend, so I had invited them to an intimate gathering. You know, it was a trip for my, celebrating me becoming a married woman. And
Mrs.
okay, and then some crazy drama went down with someone that I'm already not friends with anymore. But this one girl that I had invited just decided to record this crazy melee that was going on during my bachelorette trip, and no one knew that she was recording. She was recording the whole thing. And then, like the next day, when we were recapping the madness that went on, she was just like, oh, do you want me? Oh, I don't even think it was the next day. I feel like it was like after the trip. And then she was like, do you want to see you here? She was like, you want the video? I recorded it. And it was just like, what? I was like, no, I don't want to see that video. I was like, I lived through it. I don't want to see it again. I was like, but why would you record? And she, of course, was like stumbling, like, oh, well, no, I just want to, like, no, there's no excuse to ever violate someone's privacy. It's also even a violation of friendship to just secretly record them as if, like, what are you going to do? Are you using it for blackmail? Are you using it to talk shit about them behind their back to someone else? Like, girl, look at what went down on such and such and such and such. It's something I've never gotten over. And seeing this scene with Britney on Salt Lake City just rehashed those feelings. So for that, Britney, also in general, I'm also just seeing other videos of you on social media looking a hot, stupid mess.
Crashing out. She's crashing out. She's
So,
just,
yeah.
I will bet my rent she's not going to be on season six.
Yeah, I don't
I
think they're
think
bringing her back.
they don't need her. I
Right
think
now, the
Heather.
show is cursed because they keep finding thirsty people. It was like Monica,
Yeah.
Ferrera Sanchez, and then now Britney. Yeah. So, and all they're doing is just making Whitney stay.
Yeah, they're giving us a reason to keep
They
Whitney. We
like
don't
rent to
want her.
keep Whitney around. And it's like, if y'all making me support Whitney, yeah, you gotta go. Okay. So yeah, those were my two piss poor performances. But now let's just get into who we're actually rooting for with our yes segment. So who's first on your list, best friend?
First on my list is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Wes Bergman.
Yes.
He's getting my yes because he said, I'm getting to the bag,
Period.
okay? He
Period.
did retire from the challenge, so he will not do any more challenge competitive shows. However, my guy has been on three competition shows within the past 3 months. He
Yeah.
started with House of Villains. He's on Food Network's Worst Cooks in America currently. It's like good guys versus bad guys, which kind of ties in. Him and New York filmed that before the villains, and that's why
Oh, because I was wondering
and
why they were
House
talking about they know each other from a previous show. I'm like,
of
what
Yeah.
show?
They knew that that show was gonna come out first, the villain show.
Okay.
The villains started filming after that one because I think the Food Network show was quicker, but the Food Network show came out afterwards. So he did that. And then he was one of the three new surprise house guests on The Traitors. So now he's officially on The Traitors. I just love his
Oh.
hustle. He comes through because they add three new people in the middle of the, well, not the middle, it's the
I
beginning, but
was wondering, I'm like, why is Wes not on the Traitors?
he is this season. He pops up like, boop, I'm
Because
here.
he's such a traitor. He's always been a traitor.
I think he's so like good. I think
I love Wes.
I like him in his different element. I think when you get the challenge people outside of the challenge, sometimes it works,
Yes.
sometimes it doesn't, but for him it works. There's never been anything I really didn't like him on. And I just love how he's like, I'm gonna provide for my family. I don't want
Right.
all of I can by using my strength. Now I'm gonna get y'all money and sit down and not do too
Right.
much work.
Period. Period.
The
I like
challenge.
all of the challenge. Yeah, we like the challenge people on Traders minus Trishelle.
Oh gosh. And she
Like,
ended up winning too.
I know. I'm still mad. I'm still mad that bitch won. I'm not mad CT won. I'm just mad she won. I'm mad he took her along for the ride because CT could have took anybody along for the ride, but he was loyal to his challenge people, so I get it. But yes, we love Wes. Wes has, you know, my favorites are always the greats from the challenge. So that's Wes, CT, and Bananas. So here for Wes, always. Oh,
Yes. Who is your
season.
guest for the week?
My yes for the week is going to the queen, Nene the Leakes. Okay. She is teasing that her and Bravo are working things out. You know, she's on a press run right now with her new podcast with Sierra, and from Love and Hip Hop, and it's called Me and My Home Girl. So we'll be able to see, you know, Nene. We all love Nene. Nene will be back in the press because you never know what they're gonna be talking about on this podcast. But it was good. It's good to see her getting back to her, to just being Nene because we just like her being herself. So during this press run, you know, she's always getting asked about her possibly returning to Housewives. You know, that things ended so nasty, but she did say that they are talking. So, yes, that's good. That's really, really good. And it's like music to the Housewives community's ears because we have been praying and urging and demanding for her return since she left. The show has not been the same without her, and it'll never be the same without her. And she does have a very strong storyline. There's just so much, all avenues of her life, whether it's with both of her sons, you know, the one son, he got the baby mamas and he be having legal issues. And then her other son, I know he had some health issues. And then Nene, you know, she's dating that Senegalese man or Nigerian, he African, not
Oh, they still
Nayoni.
together?
They still together. And then it was something with him and the wife because he's not technically divorced. So Nene got a storyline, and you know, she's still very well connected and out in the streets of Atlanta. So I just feel like the cameras have just been doing a disservice by not following Nene and her whereabouts. We need Nene on the show. So I am here for the possibility, even just the possibility of her returning brings me joy. So that
Yeah,
is
and I'm
my
happy she stopped trying to just run it ragged and do this whole lawsuit. I'm happy that she dropped that and
right.
realized she was cutting into her money because I think she is the Housewives. I agree with you 100%. I honestly think that was like a power grab. She wanted to see what she could do. And I think Andy needed to prove like you are useful, but you don't, make it. So I'm so happy they're talking. I'm so happy they're getting along. I'm just happy she could be in the Bravo Peacock family. I could see her on Traitors too. I could
Yes.
see Nene Traitors killing it. Nene would not get murdered. Nene would be a traitor.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out to
So,
you, Nene.
yes, shout out to them, shout out to them, shout out to them. And on that note, don't forget to like and subscribe, rate and review, follow us on social media. We really dedicate our time to doing this each and every week because we enjoy it. So we hope you enjoy listening to it. I think you can hear our enjoyment just from listening to the podcast. So stay with us. Stay with us. And on that note, as we prepare to close out, we'd like to leave you with some positivity, where we leave you with a positive quote, an affirmation. So, what is your positive vibes you're leaving our listeners with this week, best friend?
There are three ways to ultimate success. The first way is to be kind. The second way is to be kind. The third way is to be kind. And that is from Mr. Rogers. Shout out to my OG. Rest in peace, Mr. Rogers.
Okay, so far, y'all know this is our what second show of the new year, and I've been just kind of going with like affirmations. So this new one is from an actual person. It's at Helen Marie on Instagram, and it's maybe real success looks like a regulated nervous system, not comparing yourself to others, being able to show up for yourself, a kind inner dialogue. Being able to let go, knowing your own worth, having authentic connections, having good boundaries, being able to accept your humanness, and living a life that makes sense to you. Period dot. Okay. And yes, I got it from Pinterest, but I saw it was real.
Beautiful.
It was real. Okay. So, all right. On that note, we're going to leave you with our slogan, which is.
Love, abundance, and really pretty hair bundles.
Period, especially in the wintertime. It just, keep your hair braided up,
Invest.
put those bundles in.
Invest.
All right,
Invest.
y'all. We will be taking off next week in observation of Martin Luther the King Jr.
Because he had a dream that everybody should rest, especially as Black people. We work too hard. Take that one day of rest.
Period. Y'all, it wasn't one day. We wanted some more than that, but
Yes.
y'all at least giving us a day after we ain't even gonna get into all of the legalities. But we will be observing our holiday, okay, for our Black rights, okay,
With a hand and a hair.
even though everybody and their mama gets to enjoy this day that Martin Luther the King had to sacrifice for his Black people, and now the whole America gets to enjoy it. So we hope that y'all also are making sure that you observe the reason you got that day off, okay? And it will also be Inauguration Day, so
I don't
whatever.
know what you're talking about. It's just Martin Luther King
It's
Day.
just Martin
That's
Luther King Day. And
how inaugurate.
hopefully Beyonce's postponed announcement comes on that day too. So, period. All right, y'all. On that note, stay positive, stay blessed, and stay safe.
Yes, and watch TV after you listen to us. Okay, bye.